Welcome to the Lent Meditation and Worship Series with Westside Church. Our hope is that this time can be a breath of fresh air as we journey towards Easter together. Let us start today by pausing and focusing our attention on Jesus. Let us be expectant of the movement of the Holy Spirit in our time together today. If you are able to, close your eyes. Hold your hands out in front of you in a posture of surrender. Take a deep breath in and out. And another in and out. We're continuing today to keep looking at the miracles of Jesus while he was on earth. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish," they answered. "Bring them here to me," Jesus said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Jesus and his disciples found themselves at a point where they were in need of rest, as to be expected. Jesus went away to a place to be alone, but the crowds followed him. His compassion for them was so great and so deep that that took precedence over his own need in that moment. And so he healed their sick. As the most basic of needs for food appears for the masses, Jesus doesn't fret as the disciples do. They begin to worry almost as if they haven't seen over and over again that Jesus meets needs. He wouldn't let these people starve in the desert. Where the disciples saw scarcity in the 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus saw abundance. Jesus takes the bread and looks to heaven, giving thanks, and breaks it. This moment foreshadows what's to come at the Last Supper, where Jesus does the same. Here we see Jesus meet the physical need of hunger and their spiritual need as the bread of life. We are about halfway through Lent now. How is it going for you? How has your fast gone? It's a long time to give something up for. Have you had to restart a couple of times? How have you seen Jesus meet your needs as the bread of life through your fasting? Jesus, we again today lay down all the things we hold on to tightly instead of you. We ask you to meet our needs, to fill the spaces in our hearts and souls as we empty ourselves of the things that we thought we needed more than you. Thank you for meeting us where we're at today and loving us so, so deeply. Amen.
You take these loaves and these few fish, and with them you feed thousands. You let my broken body touch the hem of your beautiful garment. Over and over again, you prove your kindness to me. Over and over again, you show me you are worthy of my faith. Where I have chosen, tramped or waited, misplaced my heavy expectations, come Lord Jesus, meet my need, and with your kindness supersede all the other things, every other thing. You calm the wind and still the waves, then walk on the water to meet me. You turn my water into wine and give me a glimpse of your glory. Over and over again, you prove your kindness to me. Over and over again, you show me you are worthy. Chosen, dreamt or waited, misplaced my heavy expectations. Come, Lord Jesus, meet my need, and with your kindness supersede all the other things, every other thing.